people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley speaking to you and sharing the life and spirit of Mount Irenaeus during this Christmas season, along with Greg Lecamelli and I believe two of his daughters who are part of a choir chorus that we'll be hearing. And I'm so glad you're here. And I'm glad the word is alive and active in our hearing. And I welcome you to continue to listen to God's word through this season. To be open to it. The prophet Isaiah on the eve, the vigil of Christmas, says, "For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet." I think I'm so often encouraging us to silence and to quiet. And he continues, "Until her vindication shines forth." So this beautiful feminine image of Zion. Holy place, the holy people, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. So he's already anticipating the coming of the light of Christ breaking in on us. And of course, that's where we are right now too, in this simple reflection. Everything, at times it seems, everything in the world is immense and huge. If it's great, it's important. It's bombastic, it's large. It costs a lot of money. And the staging of it, if it's a drama, is significant. And all of that's fine in a certain sense, but it can diminish the simple core truth of the inbreaking of God's word and the coming of Jesus Christ. And where that particularly comes a problem for you and me is that Christianity is a participatory faith, more than just a religion. It's believing in a God who came to us, who broke in on us, who was born of Mary and cared for by Joseph, to itinerance and wandered back and wandered around. And eventually Jesus wandered and proclaimed the word of God that stays with us, interestingly enough. One of the best ways in which the word seems to be broken out is if we wander a little bit and move around among each other and break down the borders that divide people out and quit seeing people from the distance but come into an intimate setting, protected, careful, yes, but a place where we're participating. And this is our God. This is Christmas. The one who's immense and everlasting, larger than everything, this universal God, this God of all creation, has come to us, born as a child, Emmanuel, God with us. It truly is amazing if you and I take time with it. It amazes us. It breaks us out of a maze of ideas and
structured confusion into a contemplative moment. It takes us out of the largeness of life that can be overwhelming into the subtleties of the intimacy of a tender God of mercy and love. A child. A God who remains. A God who is with us now. One who Mary wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. As I was reflecting and approaching this time with you and reading Luke's gospel again, a simple image I would leave with you and comment on just a bit is the fact that I believe today you and I, among other ways of seeing or imaging ourselves, you and I are the manger of the Word today. We are the ones to receive it as Mary places it into us, to hold it, to bear it, to let it come alive in us, to help the Word rest in the world and become peace and love for others. It's an active role. It's not a passive one, but it takes us to a place of self-understanding and then self-forgetfulness, for within us is born the Savior, Christ the Lord. Within us we bear Christ the Lord, the Savior, and for a while in our lives we have the great opportunity to manger God, to let God from us be food for others, for that is what a manger is. A place where animals come and find their food, we might say dine. So we help create a dining setting for others, but with great reverence and respect, holding the one that's been placed in us by the choice of Mary to bear Christ in the world, to give birth to God our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. And this is such an incredible privilege we have. It's our participatory religion. It says, ironically, it does ask us to do what we're right now. It asks us to be quiet and image it, imagine it, let it come alive in us as a sense of ourselves. You might know that. The word Christian means Christ bearer, one who bears Christ in the world. Not just one who believes in Christ, one who bears Christ. And so the activity of being a Christian, if you are, is the activity of believing, not the just the ascending of our mind to believe. And that's so exciting because people look to that for us, don't they? And we do, I think, of ourselves, really. And we certainly do of the people around us. Well, they say they're Christians. Well, God said he'd come or she'd come, and God has, and indeed dwells with us, is among us, and will remain here with us. And so I'd invite you to take a little time and just imagine this God who dwells within us, this God who abides so tenderly in your life and mine, that we can grow in tenderness with one another. Then in a time when there seems to be very little tenderness and care or respect for others, we might be overwhelmed by, almost overwhelmed by, taken back by, and then brought into this tender God who is the power, the ultimate power of all powers. So much so that this God is defenseless and self-sacrificing, and lives for us to the point of dying and rising. The itinerancy of God in the world becomes ours. The manger becomes the place where the Word is placed. We receive that Word and get up and go with the Holy Family, with Christ Jesus. We follow and walk with and wonder into the larger world, but from particularly intimate and particular places. And this time of Christmas can let that happen. You may have drawn aside from a busy room full of people, or that was yesterday, and now you have a moment to yourself. And it's not easy to find those, but when we have them, something opens for us that's so wonderful and so dear. Memories and touching moments, and then the remembrance of what this is all about.
that one is born for us, who is Christ our Savior, Christ the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Continue to stay with us in this reflection and enjoy Greg's readings that possibly came earlier. Enjoy the music of Cyprian and all that might fill our hearts and souls this season. For in our stillness, you and I are stirred to proclaim the word to the world of today.
He shall be called what he, and his name.